Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we are in Sunnyvale at Laughing Monk Brewing. We're having I'm having a Cobb salad. What did you have?
Oh, I had a power bowl with some chicken.
Nice.
A little spinach, some sweet potatoes.
Like Tim had a little club sandwich.
Turkey?
A little club sandwich, and... If you're not doing anything, you're down in South Bay, come say hello. We're at Laughing Monk Brewing, and we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers. Right now they are holding a joint practice with the Denver Broncos, and momentarily we'll be joined by Joe Shasky of the morning show. He was there at practice today, and I know he was looking for some things in particular. We'll talk to Joe in a second, but you said you had a couple nuggets to share. And then maybe we'll follow up with Joe on them.
Yeah, just some kind of cliff notes. So in the 7-on-7 portion of the joint practice, Purdy did have a couple of interceptions trying to target Ricky Pearsall, but then in the move the ball kind of drive, so straight on down the field, connected on a deep ball with Ricky Pearsall for a touchdown, found DeMarcus Robinson in a 2-minute drill for a touchdown after a pass block by Sertan. And McCaffrey notes for this from Cam Emmon of the Mercury Bay Area News Group. McCaffrey had a solid day. The Broncos defense, very, very good. I think everybody that was down at practice that I've seen on social media, a thing that stood out to them is that their defense might be Super Bowl caliber. And then also, Jake Moody banked in the first field goal. Last one was good from 53 yards.
He banked it in?
Hit it off the post.
Oh, that counts.
Yep.
All right.
Also, no fights.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome in Joe Shasky. Joe did the morning show here from Laughing Monk Brewing. He headed over to practice. Joe, what's going on, man? Thanks for popping on.
What's up, fellas? Let's start with the Broncos. Right then and there, their defense didn't look good. They looked incredible. That was without Dre Greenlaw. Incredible. Zach Allen was dominating them on the defensive line for the Broncos. DJ Jones, they were laughing at the Niners. They might have had, and again, it's practice, so you're not allowed to sack the quarterback. You're not allowed to really, truly tackle running backs. But if you ask me, and you said, hey, they had 25 sacks today, I might believe you. That's how good Denver was.
How much Shasky do you think was on, obviously, a capable Denver defense? They were a top unit last year, and they built on it, even without Greenlaw being on the field for the joint practice. And how much do you think was on, you know, maybe a 49ers offensive line or just sort of lack of talent on the offensive side? And how many of their big boys were active during this joint practice?
Trent Williams had the full uniform on, but the baseball cap, and he was yucking it up with all the Bronco guys, and I'm kind of like, hey, Trent, I watched the first six games last year. You need this work. You are the guy getting in and out of IVs of every single game. Rewatch the games. He looked, I don't know. To me, it was bizarre that he wasn't practicing. It was bizarre to me. They needed to see what he looked like because I have question marks on him. Outside of him, the entire offensive line looked very bad. Now, is that a byproduct of Denver being amazing? Probably. But I don't feel good about the Niners' offensive line. They suffocated Purdy, made him look really small. He was holding the ball because there's no one to throw to. The offense looked bad today. Bad, guys. And, yeah, I'm sure Denver played a lot into that. I don't want to overreact. But the reality is like, all the things we knew that they were thin going in all played out in this. Running back behind CMC, thin. Wide receiver, thin. Offensive line, thin. Quarterback not looking big and strong in the pocket, thin. Like, bad. You know who looked good? Matt Jones.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Joe Shasky joining us on 95.7 The Game. He was at 49er practice today. What was let's start with some of the big boys. What did they have Christian McCaffrey doing today, if anything?
Well, McCaffrey was in a play, out a couple plays. In a play, out a couple plays. They clearly had him on a very specific pitch count. He looked okay. I thought he looked okay. It's so hard to tell, Matt. Like, part of his game is, like, breaking a tackle and running by guys. And they're thudding, not like, fully bringing down to the ground. So it's so hard to tell. There was not a lot of running room. Like, I'm just calling it what it is. 99, Zach Allen destroyed them up front. Destroyed them. So I couldn't tell. Now, he looked really good in the passing game. I thought both Brock and the other quarterbacks looked good on the checkdowns for the most part. CMC made a lot of catches in that area. I thought Kittle looked great. Kittle looks amazing. Kittle looks awesome. Ricky Pearsall got locked up. You're only going to see Ricky Pearsall look good when they use him in motion and he can't get pressed. Patrick Surtain is the real deal. Patrick Surtain is sick.
Yeah, I mean, he might be the best cover corner in the game. And then Zach Allen, like you mentioned, there's a reason he just got paid $100 million. You know, looking at what the Niners' defense was able or not able to do today, I think a lot of the...
Okay, hard to tell. Hard to tell. I'll cut you off right there. They have the fields, two fields side by side. Everybody's on one side. We can't see the opposite side. So unless when they broke up from the beginning, you were on that opposite side, it was so hard to tell. You couldn't really see a lot. But we were watching the offense because finally, like, they split them up. And we're closer to the offense, everybody. And then on the opposite side is the defense going up against Bo Nix and the starting offense for the Broncos. We look over, and it looks like, oh, wow, Pearsall gets a pass broken up. Look back over, up, oh, Mikael Williams is down. So really hard to tell. But Bo Nix made some great throws. From the vantage point I was at, it was so hard to tell on defense.
All right, so you don't. I know Mikael Williams limped off. Did you see anything with that, or did?
One of the guys sitting next to us goes, "Oh no, he went down, non-contact." I thought he grabbed the ankle. Bonte and Spadoni thought he grabbed the knee. He laid down there, but like kind of like chest up on his butt, and he was waiting for the things to come out. He walked off. I didn't notice a huge limp. Per se, it sounds like it's the same ankle side or same leg that the ankle injury prior was on. Tough to tell. So tough to tell, Steiny. I got no clue.
All right. We're being joined by Joe Shasky on the River Islands guest line. He was at the joint practice today between the Broncos and the San Francisco 49ers. He's checking with it. Check it in with us now.
Yeah, I mean, what else did you kind of glean from the practice today? What stood out to you the most from the 49ers side of things? Everyone's talking about how great the Denver defense looked, but what impressed you about the things the 49ers did do well today?
Their second unit with Matt Jones looked good against the second unit for the Broncos. I thought Robinson, the guy who's going to serve the suspension, looks like one of their better wide receivers. Pearsall made a really nice play, but he got locked up most of the day. Brock was indecisive, holding the ball. Like, I'm just calling it like I saw it. That doesn't mean that if Mac Jones would have went up against the ones, he would have looked better. But Mac going against the twos, there was a clear drop-off in pass rush, and he had time to throw. And he looked really decisive. I thought Mac Jones, I'm not trying to hype it up. I'm really not. Mac Jones looked great. I'm not even trying to be that guy. I'm not some Mac Jones truther. He threw decisive deep balls, timing routes, good spirals, catchable balls. He stands in the pocket really strong. There's a lot to like. But again, it's so hard to tell because they actually protected up front for him today. Brock looked small, but he had nowhere to go. Like, there was no pocket being formed. And this is why I wanted Trent Williams to play. It's like, Trent, I know you're in, like, retirement mode here, dog, but, like, I'd much rather you, like, I don't know, practice? Like, show me you can practice? I mean, he's a great player. He's an all-time player. But, guys, you only have so many practices and so many, like, joint practices to, like, make your offense kind of move a little and the ball move a little. I want to see what I have. And I couldn't see a whole lot because that side of the offensive line looked horrible.
Yeah, and with that, Chesky, I mean, did they try to run the football with, and were they able to do it with any effectiveness?
No. Every time they went to go run the ball, for the most part, DJ Jones would thud the running back, turn and say, yeah, boy. Denver was talking major smack. Hufanga wearing number 9, talking smack. Their defense was so hyped up. It was they were dominating the whole practice. Like, I don't know what else to say. I came away saying Denver might be that good.
Can I assume Dre Greenlaw wasn't a factor today for the Broncos?
You're cutting out. I didn't see Dre Greenlaw in shells. I saw him on the sideline at the end. He wasn't dressed in a uniform. I mean, he was dressed in uniform, but not with pads on. So I didn't see him practice at all.
What about Luke Farrell? How do you think they're going to use him? And I'm being serious because you talked a lot about how the run game wasn't working, but he is known as a great blocking tight end.
He is a monster. Big guy. Absolutely big guy. I actually think he is going to be good in the blocking game. I think that's something everybody's on, and they're right. Here's the problem. Tiny, they are so thin at running back, so thin on offensive line, and so thin on wide receiver. All of that played out today. And look, maybe this is just a disproportionate mismatch, and especially with no Trent Williams out, it looks even worse. But I'm telling you, all the concerns are now heightened. If I'm Juwan Jennings and he truly is holding out, I think you got to pay him and get him into camp now. Now.
Yeah, I was going to ask Chesky. I mean, I know that everyone has varying degrees of expectation for this Niners team. Did it more confirm the ones that you feel, or did it, I guess, did it, you know, sort of heighten or in like make you aware of other pieces of this football team that are behind the eight ball that you did not expect?
I've gone to training camp, whatever, 4 or 5 years in a row now. This is the thinnest the Niners have been in a long time. In a long time. They're really thin. They're young. They need a lot to go right for them to hit expectations. I look, again, it's one practice. It's one joint practice against a really good team that won double-digit games last year and made the playoffs. I'm walking away saying, all right, that's dead. They're really good. What are they going to do against maybe a lesser NFC? Because I think the AFC is a little more top-heavy than the NFC. That I don't know. But I'm very iffy now on the Niners. Not that I can't be good. A lot's got to go right. You're asking for a lot of guys to play well to win 10, 11 games.
Yeah, that's the way it kind of feels this way. We're talking to Joe Chesky of the morning roast. He was at practice. Last one for me, Joe. Like, what was Kyle Shanahan's demeanor on the field today? Was he loose? Did he look concerned? Business as usual? I don't know. I'm just asking you to kind of interpret.
It was a little bit of everything. Like, you saw calm Kyle dancing around to the music. music. You saw him pacing a little when their offensive line was getting worked. And then in the move the ball, like a two-minute type drill, I thought he loosened up because I thought the offense started to play well. Purdy's best play of the day was a guy, I don't know if it was a seam route or more of a drop to Ricky Pearsall over the shoulder in the end zone. It was a great play. They had a couple of really nice plays on slants to Robinson and Watkins. They started to get better as it started to get to the end of practice, but maybe that was because Denver eased up a little. Again, my big takeaway, I like Mac Jones way more than I ever thought. Not that he's a starter. I'm not saying
right.
that. He looks good. Like, I'm happy for him. I need to maybe walk some stuff back on Mac Jones.
Well, my last one for you, Shasky, is I read that there were no fights today, but with the amount of, I guess it sounds like dominance displayed by the Denver side of things, did you feel like there were any, I don't know, kind of frustrated 49ers, or was it pretty loose? And do you think that this was a practice that they seemed wholly engaged on?
I think CMC is chomping at the bit to prove everybody wrong. He seems to be very, not frustrated, that's not the right word, but I see a guy who so wants to get every snap, and they're clearly holding him back. Now, I don't even know if he looks good or not right now. Like, he can still catch the ball. I think he can be extremely valuable in the passing game, but I don't know what to make of him right now. I really don't, but I can see he's taking his helmet off. He's standing on the sideline. He wants to do more. And they're holding him back, and it's probably the right thing to do right now. I think Kittle's primed for a monster year. Ricky Pearsall, I'm up in the air on him. He looks really good on some timing routes, but when guys can get their hands on him at the line of scrimmage, he's got a long way to go in terms of bulking up. So I think he can be a really good player, but you're going to have to get creative with how you use him. They really need a big body receiver. And then seeing Ayuk on the sideline, he felt like he was missing out today. I felt bummed for him.
Mm. Joe, thank you so much as always, buddy. Really appreciate your insight.
Hey, if Mac Jones plays two games, I think they can win both of them. I really do.
Well, and that's what
they'll need to.
That's you know, the first step for a backup quarterback. If they play four games, can they win them a couple?
That's what I exactly, Steiny. And I didn't feel that way about Brandon Allen at all last year. So they've really improved their backup quarterback position. Like, no, honestly, like the Mac Jones reclamation project, I'm buying in on it. Like, Kyle, good job.
All right, get home safe, buddy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See Thanks, Shasky.
All right, that's Joe Shasky of the Morning Roast. He's just leaving 49ers joint practice with the Denver Broncos. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. And we are coming to you live from Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale today. If you're down in the South Bay, come say hello. Laughing Monk is righteously brewed in San Francisco, and it's also brewed here in Sunnyvale. In fact, Evan, have you ever brewed your own beer?
No, but I've lived with people that have.
Okay. To my way of thinking...
Beer and moonshine.
Okay. To my way of thinking, there are very few smells as good as when you smell the hops of beer in the initial brewing stage. I used to brew some beer in the house, and when you do it, the whole house, it smells so good. It doesn't, I know you think it's going to smell like beer.
No. I would argue if you know what you're doing, it smells good.
I did.
I'm saying I've lived with people who you might need a couple batches to figure this thing out. And in that case, the house does not smell very good.
Well, I think the smell
the
that I'm imagining.
The novice brewing, not what we're... You know, the aroma of Laughing Monk can be a bit off-putting.
I was 100% in my brewing career. I thought I might have had a bad batch of IPA once. I actually had the lid pop off because there was so much pressure in the carboy. You probably don't even know what that is.
No, but it sounds like enough pressure for Jake Moody.
Which is fine. And I got all panicked because the lid flew off, and I just put it back on, and then a month later, it still kind of tasted the same.
So why don't you bring any in?
I haven't brewed in a while. Probably 10, 12 years.
The big Steiny IPA. I mean, we could get something going.
The problem with home brewing, Evan, is, you know, I like lagers and pilsners. Lagers need to be, during the process, they need to be refrigerated if you're making a lager, which makes it a little more complicated. IPAs, pale ales, they don't need to be refrigerated. Simply room temperature will work. So I tended to make more of a pale ale type beer, which I can also drink.
Well, until you bring it in, I can neither confirm nor deny. What I can confirm, though, Steiny, is that Michael Williams hyperextended his knee. That's what Kyle Shanahan indicated to the media after practice, in which Michael Williams limped off and did not return. It sounds like he avoided something long-term, according to Nick Wagner of ESPN. He's being evaluated, but he was expected to play on Saturday in Game 1 of their preseason. He will not likely play on Saturday against the Broncos.
All right, and no on the YouTube chat saying lagers are top fermented and they take longer. That's correct. That's good knowledge. No. Very good knowledge. And you're right about it. That's why I kind of stayed away from making the Pilsners. Hey, 49er fans, I mean, that was not encouraging from our very own Joe Shasky.
You got a new guy?
What do you mean?
You on the Mac bandwagon?
No. But he wasn't spinning anything real positive. He said Kittle's going to have a big year. That Purdy didn't look great. And here's where Guru would have hated what Shasky said. He doesn't care about the other neighborhoods. The fact that Denver may have the best defense in football, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to Goo. How is our neighborhood doing? And apparently, it was fits and starts today at Levi Stadium.
Well, it's a good thing they're not on the schedule this year, right?
That's true. Well, I wasn't actually at Levi Stadium. It was at their practice facility down in Santa Clara.
Well, what I heard is something that I think we all should have been prepared for, and not that they looked awful. That part, to me, is going to fluctuate. Sometimes you're good, sometimes you're bad. Might have caught a bad day. They have a lot of questions. They have a lot of question marks at a lot of positions. I don't think quarterback is one of them, which ironically seems to be Shasky's big takeaway, that Mac Jones is a beast. But
you know he's going to be hearing that.
That's fine. You took a shot at me earlier. I can throw one back. And the offensive line has got some questions. The defensive line, I know they didn't get to see a ton of the Niners' defense versus the Broncos' offense, but Shasky said that Bo Nix looked pretty good. I can only assume it's against a lot of younger players because that's who kind of projects. Trent Williams didn't practice. You know, it didn't sound like McCaffrey was out there. I'm not sure how involved someone like Fred Warner was. So really the only big boys that we know that Shasky was telling us played, who Kittle is a big boy, look good. Brock Purdy, finish strong, is your starting quarterback. But Ricky Pearsall's looking inconsistent. I don't think it's a coincidence that a veteran like DeMarcus Robinson looked pretty good. He's been in these situations before, whereas a ton of the younger guys that were responsible for, it sounds like, the Denver defense looking like the 85 Bears, those are the ones that we're going to have to worry about.
Yeah, if Denver's defense was as good as it was last year and they got everybody back, I don't have too much of a problem with the 49ers at a scrimmage not looking altogether connected. But I do think we are underplaying a little bit how much needs to go right for the 49ers to get back into the playoffs. I think they got a good start, obviously, with the schedule. But, yes.
Dude, I've been saying this for like a month.
What?
How many things have to go right for this team to be where people want it to be?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But
just acknowledge that.
And I have too. I mean, like, even their big boys, we don't know what to expect. We certainly don't know what to expect from their young players, and we don't know what to expect with the – what's the – I'll tell you what. Here, listen, give me an answer. Use the break. What's the thing – and 49er fans, you can answer this too at 8-8.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
888-957-9570. All right. They have a lot of question marks. There's no doubt about it. They need a lot to go right. They got young players. They got old players with injury. What are you most confident in? What do you know as a 49er fan you could hang your hat on? 888-957-9570. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings is in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today, and we are coming to you live from Laughing Monk Brewing here in Sunnyvale. And great location, great food, great drinks. If you're down in the South Bay, come say hello. San Jose Jazz fan in the house, and we love seeing him. He's in the house, and he's in the chat. And
he's everywhere. He's omnipotent.
Exactly. Ubiquitous. He's ubiquitous is what he is.
Lots of syllables.
You know what that means?
Ubiquitous?
Yeah.
I don't. It sounds like you're going to tell me, though.
Yeah, I think it means like ever-present, just... You know, a fixture.
Oh, so, I like that.
Yeah. You worried about the Niners? After hearing from Joe Shasky.
What if I told you I was worried about him before I heard from Joe Shasky?
All right.
Sonny, I'm allowing for the possibility of them being good, but to completely dismiss the fact that this is a team that might not reach the postseason because... They have an extremely young defense. They turned over a ton of players that were previous members of their core that got them to a Super Bowl. And you could argue two of their top five most important players on offense, McCaffrey and Williams, are towards the tail end of their careers. Tail end of their prime, certainly. And they need them to be great this year. So all that combined, it's just, to me, asking them to... be the contenders that we know them to be, thank you very much, is a lot to ask. Like, I'm not saying that they're going to be a dumpster fire, but I'm tempering my expectations of this football team. I think they have a lot to prove.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't even know what the expectations are or should be. I just, going on what I've known in the past and how many new faces they have, and unfortunately how many old faces they have, I mean, the only place I can start is where you'd start for just about every NFL team, and that is, can they make the playoffs? And I don't think it's outlandish to think they could, but I do, I'm kind of with you that if this schedule wouldn't be this schedule, I wonder if we'd be feeling any different about the prospects for the season.
And that, to me, is not something that I'm relying
really?
On. No, because while they do have a last-place schedule, and it's supposed to be one of the easiest in years, other teams might, God forbid, be better. You know, for example, there are teams that have gone from worst to first, and the Niners might run into a couple of those teams. But because they had down years, because they were hurt, just like the Niners are playing a last-place schedule. So other teams are looking at the Niners like, well, I don't think they're a six-win team. That applies to other squads as well, that they aren't as bad as we believe them to be. Like, they should have an easier time, certainly, than the toughest schedule in all the NFL last year. They had the most amount of rest disadvantage of any team in the NFL last season. But to me, saying that you're a playoff team just because of your schedule, I don't like that. Like, I would rather feel good about my team being a playoff team because I think we got a top 10 offense. I think we have a balanced defense. I think we got some veterans in right places. We have a really good play caller and head coach. Those are reasons for me to believe in a football team, not, well, they play the easiest schedule. They should be fine.
Yeah, I hear you. This on the YouTube chat. Lori Matthews, our good friend, is still positive about this team. She says, I believe this team still has a chance to do something. And if they will only get better, and they're only going to get better as time goes on. And I always like to ask at that point, what does do something mean?
Make the playoffs. I mean, I think if this team makes the playoffs, I would consider this season a success. Would you? Or do they have to win a game?
It's a good question. I would say, yeah, if they make the playoffs, it's a good year, whether they win a playoff game or not, because they won six games last year, and that's just the bottom line. And there are a lot of questions that need to be answered for this team. So that's why, to me, the playoffs are the, you know, that's the threshold.
I know that when we talked to Shasky in the previous segment, obviously a lot was made about Mac Jones, but I do think it is comforting that they have a backup quarterback, it sounds like, that can win you a game. Now, and ideally, Brock Purdy doesn't have to miss any games, but last year he missed two games at a point in the season in which you were, I think they were 5-5 going into Green Bay, and they were 5-6 going into Buffalo, and you kind of had to win both of those games, and they had zero chance because Brandon Allen was under center. I mean, they just did. So if they have Mac Jones in that situation last year, maybe you're able to steal. I don't know. Those are both pretty good teams, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you might be able to steal one, keep your season afloat, so that when your guy comes back, he can help you make a push.
888-957-9570. I'm just going to talk out loud to Risotto. We talked about the Colin Cowherd sound. Do you have that at your fingertips? Because Colin Cowherd was talking about where he thought the 49ers fell in the NFC West. And you can just address me on the air, Pasta.
We got it. Of course
we
got it.
This is Colin Cowherd talking about the San Francisco 49ers and where they may fit in the NFC West.
NFC West, I go Rams, Seahawks. The Niners have an easy schedule. I think they're old. I think the roster has holes. I think they wanted to keep Greenlaw and Hufanga. I do think Robert Saleh coming in helps. So again, like the AFC, where I move the Bengals out, Sean Payton, I'd probably move in. I would probably move the noisy Bears out and the Packers in. But it's very interesting because I have spent, as my staff knows, I spend considerable amount of time trying to find new playoff teams. And if I made these two changes, I'd only have two new playoff teams, New England in the AFC and Seattle in the NFC.
All right, that was Colin Cowherd talking about the San Francisco 49ers, and it seems like he's got the same kind of concerns as fans. He's worried about the older players, although he didn't mention the influx of younger players that clearly are going to play a lot for the Niners.
On the defensive side, and this is where I hear what Colin is saying, and I disagree. They're very old on offense. The average age of their offense is just over the age of 29. That is the second oldest in the NFL. However, they also conversely have the second youngest defense, just a hair over 25 years of age. So what? One of the reasons that I've been questioning the Niners is because we're going to find out if their offense is too old and if their defense...
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no slip 360 degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is too young. But if they got some guys on defense, well, then they might be pretty damn good. If the guys on offense got enough left in the tank, well, then that offense could be pretty damn good. But to me, it's a lot to ask for both to be the best version of themselves when obviously experience, they might be too ripe on offense, and they might be too young on defense.
Yeah, and I'll just pull an Evan right here. Yeah, that's what I've been saying. If you'll remember, as it pertained to the Golden State Warriors, I remember specifically.
You were talking about the basketball team.
That's right, but I've used the phrase that clearly people are picking up on, and they're using it in reference to the Niners, and it was, Steiny, what are you worried about with the Warriors? I'm worried about their old players are too old, and their young players are too young.
Yeah, the difference is, I think the Niners have a little more in store from their younger players.
So even though it's August, you continue to take shots at Brandon Pajemski.
I was talking about all of them.
That's really what we're talking about.
All of them. You know, okay. I love Pods, especially with his cornrows. I think he's having a great summer. The Niners, meanwhile, on offense, They ain't that old. I mean, they're pretty old, but they ain't. I mean, good Lord, Steiny. I mean, what? The Warriors are. What you said? They're from the Paleozoic era.
They're
the Jurassic period.
Hey, a couple things I wanted to touch on. Okay. Briefly here before we get to the crossover with Willard and Dibbs. We're going to have history made in major leagues this weekend.
I know. It's pretty cool. You want to tell the people?
I will. Major League Baseball is calling up a woman umpire, Jen Powell, and she's going to be on the umpiring crew for the Marlins-Braves game on Saturday. We are going to see our first woman umpire in Major League history this weekend.
Well, I would say it's about time. The NFL has done it. The NBA has done it. Like many things, MLB is behind. And even in somewhere like the broadcasting realm, I do want to give a quick shout-out to Emma Tiedemann, who was the lead play-by-play broadcaster for the first all-female broadcast in the history of the Boston Red Sox two nights ago. I worked with her in 2018 and 19.
Get the drop ready.
She's the voice of the Portland Sea Dogs, their AA squad, but got called up. She did a fantastic job on the broadcast, and I do believe that this female umpire, the first woman to umpire a game in the majors, is going to do an equally bang-up job.
Yeah, I wonder if people detected your sarcasm there, and a little bit of...
Now, why would you put words in my mouth?
Well, because what I heard you say is, oh, it's about time that we have a woman umpire in the major leagues. Why? Because you know that they're going to automated umps in a year or two?
Is that why it's okay
right now for her to be... Oh, because she's only going to be an ump for a year?
Wow,
that's
dude.
What I heard.
This is where you're special. This is where you are unmatched. No, because the fact that they're about to turn it over to robots and are giving someone a last leg chance indicates their unwillingness to, I don't know, grow up and evolve like the rest of society for the past, I would say, 10 years is kind of when the female umpires and referees in basketball and football begin to make their mark.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations to...
You seem really excited about it.
Oh,
You're a girl, Dad. I know.
I got three daughters, so I'm happy for it.
Is that just a shield that you can hide behind when there's anything?
Yeah, it is.
By the way,
you were talking about a memory you had earlier.
I had more than a few.
The 49ers Giants game.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a quarterback for the Giants. You know I'm tight with him, right?
Kerry Collins.
Yeah.
How do you know Kerry Collins?
Kerry Collins. Where's he from, kid?
It sounds like you're going to tell me.
He's from Reading, Pennsylvania.
So you know him?
I covered him in high school as a quarterback.
I assume he was pretty good.
He was incredible in high school. They lost, though, in the state championship game to, what was the name of that team? They were good.
Oh, he had some trouble in big games then. Took an L in the Super Bowl
14
when he was with the Giants.
God,
he got demolished by the 2000 Ravens. Came up a point short to Jeff Garcia in the game we were talking about, 0-2 wild card, 25-point comeback.
Of course, he was the quarterback for Penn State, too, Kerry Collins.
Well, then I'm surprised you like him. But it also sounds like, do Reading athletes just typically tend to come up a little short? You know, I know that's been a part of your career that's brought you
mean
some
like,
pain.
You mean like Lonnie Walker against the Warriors?
And then they went on and got swept in the Western Conference Final.
Are you calling Chris Finch a loser?
Came up a little short in the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
I'm just throwing this out there.
No, I know you are. I know you are.
So we're talking about people that come up short. You know who's done? And not just because their team isn't great. I wrote this down last night. The New England Patriots.
I thought they were going to be better.
And they are going to be better, but they're done. You want to know why?
Why?
Mike Vrabel was bloodied in a scrum yesterday in practice. You cannot have your head coach be the toughest person on your roster. Anytime a head coach has to break up a fight and is bleeding more than his players, your team is finished. That team is done. There is no chance in hell the New England Patriots are going to do anything this season. And it's not because they have Drake May as their quarterback. It's not because they acquired Stephon Diggs, who may or may not be in extracurriculars. It's going to be because the head coach is the toughest person on their team.
Well, I again, you're young, and I can go back further than you. And I remember when the Chicago Bears, the toughest person in their organization was their head coach, Mike Ditka. They won a Super Bowl.
It was tougher than Mike Singletary?
Oh, Ditka could hammer him.
Tougher than Walter Payton?
Yeah, Ditka.
He's tougher than Jim McMahon, who played one game a year because he would just run himself into the ground?
Mike Ditka, the entire personality of
Mike Ditka wasn't tougher than Bum Phillips.
Oh, please. First of all,
the guy wore a cowboy hat.
Okay, this is where I do think at times you need to be careful. Like, with all due respect, what do you even know about Bum Phillips?
I've read a book. I know that he is
an NFL
legacy.
I'm sure he's read a book also. That doesn't mean you're an expert on Bum Phillips.
I'm familiar with Wade. I'm familiar with the whole lineage of Phillipses. I'm familiar with the fact that his 85 defense is one of, if not the greatest defenses of all time. And I believe they had several Hall of Famers.
Okay. No, you seem to be on top of it.
Well, you asked if I knew anything. I just wanted to tell you that I have some frame of reference.
Yeah, you have some.
Mike Ditka was a badass, though.
As a coach.
And as a player.
Yeah.
The Hall of Famer.
But again, like, what do you think?
Did you see Mike Ditka play? So we're in the same boat.
I'll answer yes to that.
Okay.
Ditka had to retire in, like, 75, so...
So about the time that you became aware in our sports memories.
That's right.
When you were 10.
We were talking about sports memories, and the boss has an idea that most sports memories are formed when you're about 10 years old. That's when you start to remember some of the things that now stand out to you in life, which would put me at in the 1970s. So he was saying, what are the biggest sports memories for somebody like me at my age? And obviously I had the Carlton Fisk home run, two-run homer in extra innings. Obviously Reggie Jackson's three home runs.
Oh, this is where I messed up.
Right, Reggie Jackson hit three home runs in a World Series clinching game, Evan, against the Dodgers.
I am too young.
No, and I know. And I listen, if you think that I don't know that you thought Bum Phillips was the defensive
Buddy
coordinator
Ryan.
of the Bears, I just let it go. Now, Buddy Ryan, of course, was the defensive coordinator later with the
Philadelphia Eagles.
Became the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, he was the original Bounty Gate.
Really?
Buddy Ryan, yeah.
How much did he pay?
I think he paid, it was against the Cowboys, I want to say, but any Cowboy that left the field injured, somebody got some kind of bonus or something like that, I think.
$200.
$200.
So,
are you sure?
Greg Williams a little better. Paid more.
Well, inflation. It was inflation. That was the reason.
Yeah, I'll take the L on that one.
Of course, 1970. Reggie hit three home runs in 77, or was it 78? Risotto, help me. Do you realize that the New York Yankees back in 1978 were 14 games? I should tell this to Guru because he still thinks the Giants are in it.
The New York Giants, maybe.
The New York Yankees were 14 and a half games behind the Boston Red Sox in mid-July. And they won the division by beating the Boston Red Sox in a one-game playoff. You remember that game?
In 1976?
Yeah, so this would be 78. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't born until 94.
Okay, so that would be a no.
I don't remember this game. I wasn't alive for it. Not a twinkle in the eye.
That was the game. Have you ever heard of Bucky Dent's home run?
Oh, yeah.
The three-run home
run. Yeah.
He did that in the one-game playoff against the Boston Red Sox. Red Sox were up 2-0 in the fifth. Mike Tura is on the mound, and Bucky Dent was the... I believe he might have been hitting eighth that day because, interestingly, they had a guy named Brian Doyle, who ended up having a great postseason. Although, now this is interesting.
You want to take over, TJ?
Now this is interesting. They played 162 games, and the Yankees and the Red Sox were tied. And so they played a one game. Now this was interesting. Playoff. The winner went to the postseason, and yet, even though it was one game, this is, maybe you can explain this to me. Even though it was one game, playoffs, the game was considered a regular season game.
So the stats counted.
In the regular season.
Unlike a play-in game.
That's correct.
Well, I think that's completely understandable because the game actually, you could argue that game meant more in the regular season than any of the preceding 162 games. So those stats should count.
Let me make sure of that. I'd hate to be wrong.
Well, you know, everything you say I generally believe, so I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, let's just look at the Yankees' record, and I'm right, because their record in 1978 was 163.
Their record or the amount of games they played?
Well, their record was 163. So they played one extra game.
Oh, I thought you
163.
Easily confused for 163 games, not 163.
No. Okay. And of course, that was the Yankees went to the World Series three straight times.
And then they went, and then they kept going, right, for the following years?
Yeah, they lost to the Reds in the Big Red Machine in 76, and then they won it in 77 and 78. And I'll tell you what I remember distinctly about losing to the Cincinnati Reds and how times have changed is...
So the Bay Area won more championships than the Yankees in the 70s, is what you're telling me. Bay Area baseball teams.
How do you... okay. You're talking about the A's.
Yeah, I was aware that they three-peated, 72 to 74.
Yeah, it's a quiet dynasty. What do you want me to say?
Well, three's more than one. I mean, two.
Anyway, what I am trying to get at here is what I remember about 1976. I was a 12-year-old boy, and I loved the Yankees, but they lost to the Reds. They got swept 4-0. And here's what I remember specifically. Nobody at the time called out the Yankees for being chokers. Nobody at the time talked about Thurman Munson couldn't get it done. You know why?
Because
it was their first time in the postseason. It wasn't an on-demand era. They lost to the Reds 4-0, and then you know what we did? We stayed positive, we regrouped, and we came back with largely the same team, but with a couple additions, and then we ended up winning it back. And I say we won back to back. Then my point is stop writing team. Stop. I was a fan then.
Okay.
Stop writing off teams just because they lose a Super Bowl or a World Series. That's all I'm saying. And
well, we didn't write off the Niners last year when we should have.
No. What do you mean?
Well, they lost in the Super Bowl and then they won 6 games.
Right.
Yeah.
That franchise you're describing
sure
was and remains the winningest franchise in American sports.
That's not true. I mean, have you seen their record over the last 2 weeks?
I believe they have 27 World Series titles.
But it's channeling my inner 30-year-old. What have you done for me lately? This is what I'm saying.
They were in the World Series last year.
And look at how they've fallen off. I mean... Seriously, look at how they've fallen off. All right, we've got what do we got coming up? Oh, we got the crossover.
We got the crossover
with Willard and Dibbs.
Sounds
and,
like we got to discuss some titles.
We can. Steiny is on fire. Oh, thank you. Appreciate
Gucci.
It.
How many times have you repeated those? I don't know if it's stats or just the recollection of sports memories back to yourself over the last. So you were 12, 48 years?
Oh, my gosh, countless. In fact, I do it in my own mind all the time, so people don't even know when I'm doing it.
I can tell.
Well, like,
the
you
glory
know,
days.
Again, Ron Guidry, 25-3. Evan, 25-3. That was his record.
Oh, my God.
1.74 ERA. You know, I mean,
so like, he's not better than Nathan Eovaldi?
He's much better.
Nathan Eovaldi
he's
has
9-3.
1.38 ERA right
now. But he's 9-3. He can't.
Eovaldi is a champion as well. I think they're kind of in the same class.
Okay. Did Eovaldi ever pitch 600 innings in a season?
I don't think Guidry did either.
He didn't either, but it was close back in that day and age. All right, we got what do we got coming up? Let me see. Daily cut sheet? No. Let me get to the reads. Crossover coming up next. That means Willard and Dibs in the house. Greetings from Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Having a great time down here. One more segment. Crossover next. That segment brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.